Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Simon Tov Nun Dalet Siv Dalet. Okay, some interesting halachas. Ein Odom Yoytze Yidei Choy Vosso. Your person is not Yoytze, is not fulfilling his obligation of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. If he eats a stolen matzah. So, you've got to pay for them. No choice, we've got to pay for that. Stolen matzah, a person is not yoytze with stolen matzahs. Okay, b'me dvarim amurim, where is this said? Shagozal matzah, if he's literally stole a matzah, he went to the next door neighbor and he said, oh, these look really good, and you go and you take the box of matzah, that stolen matzahs, you're not yoytze.
So if you buy matzahs from a shop, but you want it on credit, and you'll pay them afterwards.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
No, so you're right to mention that, because whilst it's not considered matzogzu, it's not stolen, but it's still good practice, still the correct way to pay for them in advance and not to keep it on credit. But it wouldn't be considered gezula, it's not considered stolen. But it's still better yet to pay for them in advance.
Can any mitzvah be done with
something
stolen?
Pardon?
Can any mitzvah be...
No, but let's see. There's further details here. Well, hold on a sec. Shagaza, that's right. Is it to say? Well, one sec. Let's just see. Avalim gozal chitim oy kemach v'osoy matzah. What if you stole the wheat? Or you stole grain? V'osoy matzah, and you made matzah out of that. Yoytze ba yoytze with that. Why shekonah b'shinui? Because you change it with a shinui. V'domi levad uchayv loy and you only chayv financial. Payback. So in other words, we know there's a general rule that if a person steals an item, an object such as a car, okay, somebody steals a car, so he's driven down on the M1 and he's zooming off. Okay, half an hour into his drive, police blue lights to stop him. And right, so what is your? They've caught him now, and he's. So what does he need to do now? He's stolen this car. What's his obligation according to Torah? What does he need to do? He's a gunner or a gazlan. What does he need to do?
Kefal.
Yeah. Besides that, kefal aspect, what does he need to do? In terms of the car, the pasuk says you've got to return the stolen object. So if he stole a car, he's got to now drive the Lamborghini back and he has to return the stolen object. Now, what happens if he drove on the M1 with his car and whilst he was trying to drive away from the blue lights, he actually drove right into a lamppost. And he's now this car is now in pieces. What's the halacha then? He doesn't pay back the stolen object, but he has to pay back the financial value of what he had stolen. Why? Because because he's now changed. The object that he had has changed quite significantly. So, and therefore he has to now, he can't just say, okay, just take the car back, that's it. No, it's smashed now. He hasn't got the door anymore and the roof is thing and the glass, it's all smashed. You can't just say, oh, take it back. No, you've got to pay back you've got to pay back the money that it was worth when you stole it. But if it's in the same condition, the pasuk says, Zagzelo. Now,
what about the petrol you've used?
You have to pay for that too.
You pay that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Depreciation?
Yeah, sure.
Is there any concept of fungible gezeira?
So meaning? Throw that is.
If you steal kemach and you bake it into matzah, do you have to give back the money of the kemach or just any kemach? Because really, one kemach is exactly the same as any other kemach. If you steal a packet of flour...
If it's identical, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good shayla, I don't know. I don't remember. Good shayla. So now the Shulchan Aruch is telling us as follows. What happens if a person stole... We'll see someday. There's a very interesting nafkamin al-alocha. When the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, what if a person stole a box of matzahs? What do you have to do? You're not yoytze, because what do you have to... It's because the pasuk says... let's look at what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Let's just go. Sivkot Yudalin, Sivkot Tezvav. Ainot Yotze the Chavasa says the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu Afilu B'Diavad. If you stole matzah, you're not Yotze. And if you did eat those matzahs, you have to actually fulfill the mitzvah with other matzah. You're not Yotze the mitzvah with stolen matzahs. Mistima Salosh and Mashma the Tzorich Lachzor Levoch. You actually need to make a new bracha. Ein Bivya Alocha. Ein Shuvas Shagis Arya. Shkosav Dav Bilti Yom Cheni. And Yotze Matzah Zul. Even on the second night of Pesach, even then you're not Yotze Matzah Zul. What's the chiddush about the second night of Pesach? Why would you have thought that it's different? Because only Darbonon. Nevertheless, the mice say if a person eats stolen matzahs on the second night, he's not Yotze either.
What about the rest of the week?
Well, yeah, there's no mitzvah to eat then. There's no mitzvah. So it's still not a great idea, but you're not Yotze. There's no mitzvah. But matzah gzula, what's the reason? Our time. The alfinal mechala begzeir shavah lechem lechem. Ma hosa menod mafrish chala ila misa shaloi. Teksiv ariso yseichem. Just like when it comes to chala, it said ariso yseichem, it's got to be your dough. Afkan, kain. Similarly also, here it also says lechem. So we make gzeir shavah, this specific way of the Gemara's drosha. And just like it says over there, it's got to be your bread. So over here also it needs to be your bread, meaning the matzah needs to be yours fully, completely, and legally. And therefore, you're not yotze with somebody else's matzah. For dafka gzula. Right. So stolen matzah, person is not yotze because it's not yours. So now we learned. Okay, now let's go back to this. So if a person stole a matzah, and matzah eats it, is not yotze. Shulchan Aruch also says if a person stole flour, and he made matzah out of that, what's the halacha then? He's yotze. Why? Because it's got shinui mass, which is the equivalent of the smash. Well, it's not smash because the smash car means that it's deteriorated. Over here, pshat is that it changed. It went through significant change. It underwent a very significant change. It's a shinui meister. Now, since it's now not flour anymore, but it's a matzah, your yotze, and what do you have to do? You don't have to give back the matzah. You can't give back the flour because it's made into matzah. What you do, you have to pay back money. Does that make sense? Right? Okay. Says the Rebbe Kivega, that's a classic. Rabbi said it's an absolute classic Rebbe Kivega. It's an absolute classic. So typical Rebbe Kivega. Now, look at that. Rebbe Kivega says, ask the question. He says, at what point when you eat the matzah, we're talking about stolen matzahs now. Forget about the wheat and the flour. We're talking about somebody who stole a box of matzah. He stole a matzah. You're taking out this matzah and you are fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. This is such a classic in Bekveg, it's beautiful. At what point are you actually over the Avera of, when did you actually steal? At what point? At what point?
When you
coin it. Okay. At what point are you fulfilling the mitzvah? When you eat. Can you specify?
Yeah, when you swallow.
Swallow. Are we agreeing that you're fulfilling the mitzvah when you're swallowing? Or are we agreeing?
When you're
swallowing.
And it's not shalling, then you've already...
Says the Bekivega. That, exactly. Says the Bekivega, you go, hold on a sec. You actually made a shinu maisa before that. At what point did you make a shinu maisa? Prior to the fulfilling of the mitzvah, there was already a shinu maisa. When you did what? When you broke the matzah, by doing what?
Oh, at some
point. No, even by...
Before you eat it, you're very crunching it.
By crunching it, by biting it, by chewing it.
Is that a Rebbe Kivrei?
Says a Rebbe Kivrei. Yes, says
a Rebbe Kivrei. Between the stages of the matzah,
I don't know if that's good to do with it. I don't know, to think about it. Rebbe Kivrei says, hold on a second. When you're biting this matzah, when you're chewing it, at that point, you cannot give it back anymore. It's gone through shinui maaser.
When you're biting or when you're biting?
No, he's talking about the biting. He's talking about the chewing. At that point, you cannot return the matzah anymore. It's not, one second, I just, at that point, it's not anymore something which is returnable because you're chewing it and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah yet. You're only fulfilling the mitzvah a bit later when you are swallowing it. So this is just like, it's the equivalent of the flour. We said a minute ago that if you stole the flour and you baked matzah out of that and you're eating those matzahs, of course you are You have to return the financial value of it. But are you yotze the mitzvah by eating the... You are, why? Because it's changed. It's changed from what you've stolen to what you're fulfilling the mitzvah. It's changed. Similarly also over here. It's a classic of a Kveger. When you're chewing it, it's changed. You can't... Now you're obligated to pay. You're not going to give back the chewed matzah. You're not going to give... You can't give it back to him anymore. And only later you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. It's beautiful. Look at these words of a Kveger. Mishnah brings it. Four lines from the bottom. Also, when you're stealing matzah, there's also shinui ma'aseh. Why? Kivun dele is kanye, but shinui ma'aseh, because when you're chewing it, you are doing a shinui ma'aseh, and that's when you're crying it. You're crying about chewing it, about biting it. V'amat mitzvah miskayemes. However, the mitzvah is fulfilled. Ach kach leitom bivliat matzah, by swallowing the matzah. So, in other words, the Reb Kveger's question is: how can you say that if a person stole a matzah and he ate it, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah? He's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Surely he is fulfilling the mitzvah. Just he has to pay back, just like by rights. Beautiful Reb Kveger, because you are. He's a kohen by shinimai. I think it's a very nice Reb Kveger. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it with a. He's a choshev of shitzav
kveger. That assumes that it has to be with the kiyum.
Very good. So you're right. That leads to a discussion. When exactly I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, and it might have to do with this kveger. It could be in the machlokes shulchan aruch. Rishonim. At what point are we actually fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah? It's a good question to ask. When are we fulfilling? At what stage exactly are we fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah? Is it when we put it in the mouth? Is it when we chew? Is it when we swallow? What point? It's good to know. We want to know that.
When you finish the kazaas.
When you have your kavanas and you want to fulfill the mitzvah and you don't want to...
When you finish the shiur.
When you did what?
That's why we.
When did it start?
That's why we eat it quickly, right?
Because
we want to be able to eat the shear in a certain
time frame. Yeah.
Clearly, finishing the shear is the equivalent of the
performance. So, but when does it start? When you chew? When you put it in your mouth? When you swallow?
When you've had a certain. The
but when does it start? At what stage does it start?
Well, you made the bracha before when you put it in your mouth. So once you made the bracha already.
No, it could be that you can't make a bracha with a full mouth.
No, but you made the bracha.
It doesn't mean that you start fulfilling the mitzvah by that stage.
Well, the whole point about the bracha is it's supposed to be
Overas Yosson.
Yeah, so therefore.
But you couldn't do it later. Practically. So that's not a proof.
It's Mabasachas in as much as you can't do the swallowing without the chewing, and it's one kind of Derech Achila altogether.
You could crumble it first.
What's the nafka minah with Rabbi Kivayi? Nafka minah is if a person stole matzahs and he ate them, if he needs to, if he's fulfilling the mitzvah or not. As simple as that.
According to the way he's.
According to Rabbi Kivayi, the mitzvah just needs to pay back. And according to Shulchan Aruch, he's not. He has a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah matzah gzula. Well, Mishnah Berurah is very much choshev for the Kveger's opinion, and he said you should have again without. He likes the Kveger very much. Halacha Maaseh says you should have it again without making a bracha. Yeah.
The
okay. Now moving on a little bit.
What happens though if you're at somebody's house? And they had stolen much, but you didn't know.
That's a good question. Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. That's a good question. Mishnah Berurah calls it Shinui Rishus. Good question. It's a really good question. Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. It's called Shinui Rishus. Yoitze. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says Yoitze. However, he said, that leads to a slightly different question. A real Shaila. It's not so uncommon. A person eats Leila Seda. He goes through the first elements, the first parts, the first stages of the Seder, continuing with, until he finally gets to Achilas Matzah. And he's finally Matzah, and he's all busy distributing the Matzah and everything. Comes the time, you've got to make the brachas. And it's a bit confusing. Remember, we don't do it every week. We do it once, twice a year. So it gets a bit confusing, and he breaks out the mind, gives out, and everything. And he's getting a bit confused. Also, Chatzah is getting closer. And he's making a mistake, because Well, he's eating his matzahs, his kizesim and everything, and suddenly he realized, one sec, he looks back into the Haggadah, and it says, oh, I've only done two brachas. He's eaten his matzahs, his kizesim, but he made a shechionu, and he did make achilas matzah, he didn't make hamotzi, which is a very common one. He did not make hamotzi. So he realizes, he's okay, I made all the shechionu, achilas, had to make hamotzi. And he realizes, is this a problem or not? But yeah, but. Pardon?
You mean because of stealing?
Ah, oh, very good. So the passage, at first glance, you say, of course you're yotze, why not? Of course you're yotze, why? If you don't make a bracha, you're not yotze. If you do not make a bracha, let's say you shake the lulav, and you don't make a bracha, yotze or not?
Yeah.
What happens if you light the menorah candles and
Boch is not a vakev.
So why should it be different over here? So I want to share with you Reb Shlomo Kluger, Chacham Shlomo Moedig Gevalt, and it's based on what you were saying. Well, can you just expand a bit? What are you saying? Yeah, that's right. Come on, Boch. I don't know where is Daf Yomi up to, gentlemen. Is he up to Daf Lamed Beis already? Lamed Hey? No, not yet. So the Gemara says that whoever benefits from
Lamed,
okay, so it's
the
Shem Hills was
texting me
while
they were some
tradition from the Daftas. Oh, good. So the Gemara says, if you Gemara has a contradiction that in one place it says whatever is in the world belongs to us, whatever is in this world belongs to us. Another pasuk says that everything belongs to the Bnei Shalom. How does that make sense? Gemara answer: the difference is as to whether you make a bracha or not. If you make a bracha, then it's yours. Before that, everything belongs to the Bnei Shalom. Everything belongs to Hashem. But if you make a bracha, Hashem allows you to benefit from this world. But you've got to make a bracha first. Which seems to imply, which clearly implies, that if you fail to make a bracha, it's not yours. Yes, that's what he means. It's Hashem's. Yeah, if you, the Gemara says that if you don't make a bracha, you don't have really permission to eat it. Which, in other words, is that it's stolen. You could argue, therefore, if Shlomo Kluger says, hold on a sec. So it's one thing if you don't make a bracha on a random Wednesday, you don't make a bracha on a mezon, I don't know, you don't make a bracha. So it's bad enough. All right. But there's no implications besides the fact that here, this is Shlomo Kluger, it's a Moedig Gevalt. Shlomo Kluger wants to say that, one second, if you didn't make a bracha of Hamotzi, then it's going to be what? Let's figure this out. If you didn't make the bracha of Hamotzi, then what does that mean? Then it doesn't belong to you. And if it doesn't belong to you, then what? Then it's stolen, and if it's stolen, then what? Then a yoitza. So therefore, according to this chesh, when it turns out, it's a long dish, it's a galitziani shavot. So pardon? One second, let's just finish off the question. So according to this, it turns out, he wants to argue, that if you actually forget to make hamoitzi when it comes to Leila Seder, so you didn't get permission from Hashem to eat it. It's therefore a stolen matzah. Since it's a stolen matzah, then we learned matzah gzula, it's the mitzvah. And therefore, if you forget to make the bracha, you actually have to have another matzah all over again. According to this Cheshbon of Shlomo Kluger.
If you said hamotzi but not achilas matzah.
Yeah, then you'll be okay.
Why would you be okay then?
Because that's the achilas, the bracha of achilas matzah is a bracha on the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It's different. However, here this is a bracha on the benefit, it's a bracha that you make on. It's not a mitzvah. It's yet the benefit.
The mitzvah.
Correct.
The first night shabbos is on the mitzvah.
Indeed.
The first night shabbos, if you ate kazayas without making a mitzvah, if you made kiddush and forgot to say hamotzi on that first kazayas from the sukkah, first night sukkah,
it would be stolen. Let's say.
It's not the heftah.
Yeah. Correct. It's just the hechtimtza to be mikayah. Probably. Sukkah is different. Yeah. Good. Let's hear the chilek.
In Bailas, you own this mitzvah. If someone would come along and
yeah. So you're saying that it's only it's Ashkafa, it's a Musa Digabal. Yeah.
It's not Mamash stealing. I mean, it is stealing, but it's
the Gemara's words are Kolanene me'oilam azeh b'libroche kilu goizel es oviv.
You're not stealing the matzah.
Kelu.
Not the
matzah. Yeah. All right. It could be. It's a nice cheshbon though. Yeah.
So remember my question before, it is the mindset. The whole inyan of matzah gezula, sukkah gezula, all these different matzah, mitzvah, baba, leila, is
Right. So here it appears to be, although we see down on the Sheni also, it seems to be what the Mishneh Berurah's words are. The Alfino Mechalo Gzeir Shove Lechem Lechem, and Gzeir Shove is it's got a level of a Deraisa. It seems to be a Psul Deraisa.
So it's one thing saying. Okay, so we're making a differentiation between a mitzvah
baba veira. Well, the Gemara, please note, I'm not denying what you're saying about mitzvah baba, but it's not what the Mishneh Berurah is saying. The Mishneh Berurah is saying that it's from gzeir shav lechem lechem.
Now it's a deficiency in ownership as opposed to a mitzvah baba veira.
Correct.
It's not the same thing.
Correct.
It's like picking up a lemon instead of a nesrig, as opposed to.
Therefore.
So. You're just not doing the mitzvah properly, and you're not saying it's a question of mitzvah baba avera.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is in terms of the giving the shas. If it was mitzvah rabbanan, then you'd say it was just part of the gezeira. But if it was not mitzvah rabbanan, then you.
Okay, I have to cheshbon this. I'm not sure.
Then
I'm not with you entirely. You're saying that it's a. Okay, this has to be thought through. Okay. The Mishneh Berurah is concerned about the potential mishaps that may happen in a matzah bakery. Bottom line, kosva poiskim di yeshli zoik sha'ofen ha'ar bebetanu echot ve'ar bepa'onim mischalfim ha'matzois. If you have ever witnessed in a matzah bakery, there may be people are busy with their own matzahs, you're baking, and then it goes in and it goes out. Nobody actually, you can't put labels on the matzahs to ensure this is actually yours. And they all look the same. So it could potentially be that the matzah that you baked with your dough that is yours may have got mixed up at one point or another. It may happen. So if this is a concern, and it is a concern, so how are we avoiding the problem that you're eating somebody else's matzah? We don't know. You know what it looks like in a matzah bakery. You know, could be that your dough and your matzah it got mixed up. Mishneh Berurah is worried about that. So he therefore says the good practice is correct. Protocol is nochen shiyoyim b'kol mishagia matzosi liyodoy yeloy b'matzona. You should make a proclamation, an announcement that whoever is actually eating my matzah, he should enjoy it. And I hope also. And he said the same about his matzah.